It's your girl, Honey. Back with another episode. You know I love you all. So, today, we're going to talk about swallowing. Okay, how to swallow without gagging. How to just swallow and just let that shit just go down your throat. It's a little certain techniques and things I'm going to get into today. I don't know if I want to jump right in it, but I do want to say to you guys that's out there, just please be safe, wear your mask, you know, gloves if you have to, whatever, like, makes you feel comfortable, you go ahead and do it, and just be safe, and 6 feet apart, you know what I'm saying, just do, you know, the appropriate measures to be safe, okay? Hopefully I said that right, y'all. I'll be stumbling on my fucking words and shit, but, so, we're going to jump right into it, but before I talk about techniques and shit, I need the young men, gentlemen, older cats, whatever, you know, to know, like, you need to be drinking water and eating your vegetables and your fruits, because some guys, nuts be so thick, they be like fucking, slime balls, like, as thick as a slime ball, like, so thick, and it's hard for us ladies, our guys, to swallow. Like, how the fuck do you expect me to swallow a snot bubble? Basically, that's what the shit look like. It's so damn thick. Like, and it tastes weird. So you want me to swallow and have a bad taste in my mouth? No, baby. At least one or the other. You know, give me something to work with. Don't be sitting here just having me about the damn near choke. Like, hold on, okay? I choke on the dick, not the nut. Okay? So, you know, and some guys be like, dang, I want you to swallow, blah, blah, blah. My girlfriend wants to swallow. My wife wants to swallow. Yeah, because your nut is big. It's like, it's, okay, yeah, your nut is big. That's cool. But your nut is so thick, it's hard to swallow. Like, damn. Then I'm drinking a fucking milkshake that wasn't, you know, stirred right. Like, no, this isn't, didn't it taste weird? No, baby. But it's okay because we're going to get it right. We're going to get it right today. So, we're just going to jump right on into the techniques. Because, like, that shit is, like, irritating. And, like, every guy does want to experience, like, a woman wants to experience, like, you know, their cum being swallowed or their nut being swallowed. Even for ladies, okay, we not off the hook either. We do need to, you know, make sure our pH balance is right, make sure, like, we're eating what we're supposed to eat as well, and taking care of our bodies too, because they're not about to just be tasting us and trying to swallow our cum, and that shit tastes nasty, and they spit it out, and we look, you know, crazy and embarrassed, and our feelings be hurt and shit. You be on the phone with your homegirl, like, what the fuck, like, he really tried to play me, I'm like, you know, my pussy cum tastes nasty, blah, blah, you know. And some guys, they won't even say nothing, just not to hurt your feelings. You just won't get the call back. Like, for the booty call. type shit. But, you know, it can taste salty down there for us women. Like, all types of stuff. It depends on what we eat in the process in our body. Yes, you can have a little hamburger every once in a while or whatever the case is. But at the same time, if you're going to be doing that, make sure you eat the servings of vegetables and fruit in the water. Okay? And if you do eat out a lot, you can drink, like, the cranberry juice to flush you out. And I drink, like, a cup of celery juice. Like, the raw celery juice, the organic, to flush me out, like, for everything. You feel me? So, my pussy can taste good. Smell good. Okay? I do, like, a... I don't know if it's weird to y'all, but I do, like, a pussy check where, like, I might, like, stick my finger in my pussy and smell it, or just taste, like, oh, okay, my pussy tastes good, or whatever. Just so, I don't know, because I really feel like you should be one with your body. Like, masturbate yourself, like, you know. You can masturbate in front of your partner, too, but I'm just saying, like, masturbate, take a mirror, look, like, a handheld mirror, look, in, like, you know, look inside your pussy, look at your pussy, like, oh, okay, look at my pussy, okay, it's cute. Or, look, I'm going to shave this little spot right here, because what the fuck, it look weird, like, you know, or I want to get my pussy a new haircut type shit, like, you feel me? And the same thing for guys, don't be shy. You need to be looking under them balls, round them balls, look at your penis, like, it's your dick, you feel me? So get to know your dick, just like play with it a little bit, whatever. Watch some porn, put the porn in, masturbate, like get to know what you like. Because at the end of the day, when you have sex with somebody, you're like, what the fuck? I don't like this shit. You feel me? No, no, I like it like this. Like, move your hand like this. When you jacking me off, don't be too hard. Just be soft. And some guys do, like, the hard jack off because they like rough sex. So, up in the air shit. You know what I'm saying? Just whatever you like. So you can tell your partner, like, oh, okay, I like it like this. You know, don't be like this or don't be too soft. Like, be hard with my shit. Like, spit on it while you jacking me off. Like, because it feel like a pissy. Like, when you spit on the dick and jack off, like, at the same time with, like, the circular motion, to them, it feel like a pussy. Like, to guys, it feel like a pussy. Like, a tight pussy. Like, just squeeze your hand. Like, you know, not too tight, but, like, a good amount to where you can still jack it off. You know, not too hard. It feels like a vagina. Like, it do. And then you can, you know, I put, like, enough spit to where it's like gushy noises, so it can be like, damn. So, like, macaroni and cheese, you know, they prefer macaroni and cheese to, like, the pussy juice. So, just like a fun fact, y'all. So, let me give y'all, like, the best secrets on how to swallow cum. So, communication, okay, is the key thing. I know some guys be like, oh, shit, I'm not about to say nothing, but none in her mouth. And it's just about to be that because she's not gonna swallow my shit anyway. I'm about to nut in her mouth and make her swallow type shit. Some girls is gonna be like, what the fuck? You just nut in my mouth? Some people are like really disrespectful and they be like, you just nut in my mouth, so I'm about to spit on yours type shit. Like, you never know. And some girls don't like surprises. Like, oh no, it's coming in my mouth, it's nut in my mouth. Like, wait a minute, you should have said something. So I feel like communication is like a real big key. And then, like, if they don't want to swallow, just have like some napkins or like a little cup on the side so they can spit it on, a little drink or something, like a cup of drink. Like, if your nut tastes nasty, I'm gonna have a cup, like an empty cup, regardless, because I don't know, like, you know, if it's especially if it's like our first time having sex, I'm gonna have like a little cup on the side just in case your nut tastes nasty. I'm gonna spit and I have like a little cup of like maybe Sprite or like some type of like tropical juice so I can get the taste out of my mouth without being like mean, like, oh, your shit was taste nasty, because I feel like I don't want to like make anybody like insecure, you know, or their feelings hurt. So I just be like, you know, maybe you should eat this and this so your neck can taste sweet, or just try like to switch it up so you won't hurt their feelings, but at the same time you educating them about their neck. You feel me? Okay, like smooth type shit. Okay, number two, get him to adjust, like, on a diet. Ladies or gentlemen, like, whoever your partner is, like, get them to adjust on a diet. Like, hey, once again, like, hey, I want, like, your nut to taste sweet. Like, it's better for me to swallow. I know you want me to swallow, daddy. So, can you just eat, like, more fruits and vegetables, and I promise I swallow for you. Like, you know, say some freaky ass shit. Like, you know, baby, I really want to, like, swallow your nut, but I need you, like, to eat, you know, more vegetables and fruit and shit so we can be nasty together. We can eat the fruit and vegetables together, baby, okay? You know what I'm saying? Put the whipped cream on top. Like, type of freaky shit so y'all won't be hurting each other's feelings at the same time. Okay, and then learn how to swallow. Okay, that's like a big key because, yeah, you swallow all the time. Like, oh yeah, I swallow water and juice and shit. What the fuck? That shit not gonna be hard. It's a very easy learnable skill. But at the same time, you just have to be comfortable. Like, okay, I'm about to swallow it. Like, don't hesitate. Like, you know how, like, when the doctor gives you some medicine, like, oh, take this pill and swallow it. Just take it back. Don't think of it, but like, the first time until you're comfortable. Then you're comfortable, you looking at he or she in the eyes, like, yeah, I just swallowed your net. Like, just looking like, yeah, I just swallowed your net. Like, they get really excited. Like, you just swallowed me. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know. It's, like, such, like, a turn on. And then, like, you just need to, like, focus. Like, baby steps. Like, you know, it's a new taste. It's a new skill. You got to get used to it. Like, anything. You got to get used to anything that you do. Like, you know what I'm saying? Just remember, like, it's kind of like your first food that you did not give a fuck about, did not care about, and then once you start eating them more, you're like, damn, this shit really good. Or your first music that you listen to, like, ooh, I did not like this song, but after a while, you're like, damn, okay, I like it, you know? And, like, you know, the same thing with sex. It's like, once you really into it, you like hot, sweaty, like everything, all types of lotion coming off. Like, it's just hot and sweaty and messy. Like, sex is just messy. So, your first time might be messy. You might have like cum all over your mouth, like cum all over your face, all over the place. Like, I heard, like, don't have nobody cum in your eye unless you're like experienced, like porn star or something, because it's gonna burn. So, I know guys play, let me know in your face. Okay, don't get my eyes, baby, because that shit gonna burn. Okay, make sure you speak up too. So, like, yeah, that's crazy. Okay, so let me see, y'all. So, pretend like the cum is a shot, like I was saying. Like, just take it straight back and just swallow it whole. Like, okay, like, damn, dad, you just nutted in my mouth. Like, okay, so you sucking dick. Suck, suck, suck. And he nut, or, okay, yeah, he nut, and you like, fuck this in my mouth. You gonna let that shit marinate, and you really gonna taste like, ugh, this is so fucking nasty. You about to spit it out, or like, gag, like, ugh, it's just nasty. Soon as you know when a man is about to nut, I promise you, you do. It's something that they do, you be like, what the hell is wrong with you? Either they really like, ugh, a big ass moan, a big ass deep breath, or sometimes like you can feel their balls tense up, you feel me, or like they dick tense up, you like, fuck, they about to nut. In your mind, you're like, oh my god, oh my god. As soon as they nut, take that shit back. Like, keep sucking. This is like perfect, okay? When they nut, just keep sucking. I know you're like, what the fuck? You keep sucking, woo, they about to be passed the fuck out. Keep sucking. And with your spit combined with his nut, it's going to be easier for you to swallow and easier for you not to taste. Like, you know, in your mouth, okay, just keep sucking. And then eventually your spit and his nut is sound nasty. It's going to combine and you just swallow that shit. Like, okay, now it's more liquid for me to swallow. It don't taste as nasty. You feel me? And even you can go to the mile, an extra mile. Like, okay, I just, you know, his nut is in my mouth. Let me go grab that cup Honey was talking about of Sprite. And, you know, mix that shit. You know, not like mix, but it's in your mouth. Just hurry up and take the little, you know, Sprite shot or whatever that's your favorite, tropical punches, whatever. And just drink that with it. You know, so you won't taste the nut so much. You got the juice in and out in your mouth. It sounds like a lot, but it's really not, y'all. I promise. Just, like, practice. Practice makes perfect. You can, I don't even know, like, just keep, like, take shots of water or mix it with some shit. Like, okay, I'm about to take a couple shots today. You guys do alcohol, so you guys can be drunk. But just practice, like, taking back shots. Like, okay, let me take back shots because this is how it's going to be when he comes. Oh, excuse me, y'all. So, it's like a big gulp. Like, gulp. That's it. Some men's nuts be huge. And you be like, what the fuck is in my mouth? Like, what is this? Why is it so much? But just remember, take it back. Like, okay, I'm taking it back. Because that shit be like, be hard. Now, if you deep throw, if you're a deep throater, ooh, it's going to be easy, baby. Because guess what? You deep throating, and the dick is like damn near down your damn throat. It feel like it, but it's really not. But the more that you deep throat, when they nut, it's going to go straight down your throat. You're not even about to taste shit. Like, I promise y'all, because I did this quite a few times. You deep throat, it's going straight back. You're not tasting nothing. You like, that just swallowed your nut. Shut the fuck up. Like, you're going to be so surprised and proud of yourself at the same time. Like, damn, I just swallowed the nut, but I didn't taste nothing. Because it's going to go straight back, which is like amazing. Like, damn, that's crazy. The first time, like, I deep throat, I was like, you nutted? He was like, yeah. You didn't taste nothing? No. I was too busy damn swallowing the whole dick hole. I didn't even know, like, I was deep throating. But take cum swallowing steps slow until, like, you know, you feel more comfortable. Because that's, like, the big thing. Communication. Telling. she or he, like, what you like. Same thing with girls, like, you know, you come, I never, like, ate a girl out before, so I don't know how, you know, that, like, when they come in your mouth, but I feel like it's, like, kind of, like, the same thing, a little bit, you know, but you know when a girl about to come, because we make that big-ass noise, have orgasm, all types of shit, like, we wild, but it's so fun, but, like, you know, like, damn, I'm about to come, like, oh my god, like, make sure you tell your partner, like, okay, I'm about to come, do you want to taste my cum, or what, because I'm about to, it's about to come out, like, for real, so, you know, that's just a couple tips, y'all, like, it sound hard, but it's really not, like, once, like, you feel more comfortable, like, you gonna just keep doing it. And please make sure before you swallow anybody nut or cum, you know who they've been fucking, like, or if look, examine the body area first to make sure they don't have, like, no, you know, STDs, no period blood, whatever, because some people be doing some foul ass shit and won't even tell you, okay, because that's just weird. Like, people really be like wanting to give you, like, an STD, an STI, like, what the hell, like, you're sick in the head type shit, you feel me? So, make sure safety is first. If you are not, like, comfortable, and you don't know them, put the tongue condom on, for real, because, like, you can get, like, you know, diseases from coming that too. I'm not scaring y'all, but, you feel me? Put tongue condom on, because until you comfortable and you know, like, damn, okay, you don't have nothing, you feel me, I'm comfortable, like, because, oh my god, I'm so, like, crazy, like, I'm like, oh my god, and I'm about to get something, but, because I be at the doctor, like, every 2 months type shit, but with the corona shit, I've been doing my lab work and keep pushing, okay, because I do be, like, nervous as fuck, because you really don't know, like, you can be with a whole man for, like, a long ass time, they slip up that one time, that's it, you feel me? So just be, like, comfortable, you know, and safety, comfortable, safety, communication, set the mood, you know, you about to swallow cum, so just relax yourself, just remember, like, okay, I got this, it's like, I'm out with my homegirls, about to take a shot of Hennessy, take a shot of Patron, Amsterdam, whatever, just be comfortable, okay, that's all I can say, because if you're not comfortable or relaxed, yeah, that's just about to be horrible, you about to spit that shit right at them, like, what the fuck, like, you feel me, because that's, like, actual, like, the, I want to say three, communication, safety, and relax, three main goals right there, okay, so everybody's, like, come, like I was saying before, is different, like, not everybody comes gonna taste the same, some gonna taste like water, sperm, you know what sperm tastes like, okay, like, too much fucking protein, sugars, vitamins, like, everything, depending on what they eat, like, you know, it really just depends, like, why the fuck does they nut taste like this, like, a dude I was talking to, like, his shit tastes like Laffy Taffy's. I was like, nigga, do you, excuse me, I don't want to say the word. Boy, do you eat Laffy Taffy's? Like, what the hell? Like, every day? Like, why does it taste like this? Like, come on, boy. Get it together. Okay? And, you can also get flavor gel. Especially, like, if you're a first time. Get the tongue condom, flavor gel, if you want a deep throat, get the numbing, the mouth numb, like, you know, just so you can be like, okay, you know what, I got this, I got my flavor gel, I got my tongue condom, because I barely know this boy like this, and I got my, my numbing cream, I'm ready, okay, I'm ready, make sure you control your breathing while you sucking, like, that's like, y'all should already know that. Control your breathing. Don't be breathing out hard and you sucking all slow and shit. He or she gonna be looking at you like, what the hell? And I do say she because, you know, they do wear the strap-ons, okay? Because they gotta, okay, their strap-on needs to be sucked too, period. That should make them horny to have sex with you. You feel me? You're not swallowing anything. I don't think strap-ons have anything to swallow. I don't know. I don't know anything really about strap-ons. From, like, that perspective, but, okay, you better suck that strap on, I'm playing girl, or boy, whoever, Okay, so make sure you don't have a semen allergy. That's so weird. Like, I know you're gonna be asking that, like, hey, do I have a semen allergy? Like, can I take the little allergy test? But that's going way too deep into it. But if you're that type of person that wants to be detailed and wants to know everything before you start swallowing, go ahead, baby. Do what you gotta do, okay, to make sure you're safe, because safety is first, okay? And that's like really about it. Like, I really do like, oh, y'all, I've been talking for fucking 20 minutes. Get out of here, okay? I like talking about swallowing deep throat, clearly. So, but like I said, the main keys is communication. It's huge because y'all gotta know what each other like and what don't like. Number two, safety. Examine the body parts. Some STDs and STIs are not visible, but just examine just to see like what you're working on. Oh, okay, just look anyways, man. It ain't gonna hurt nothing. Ask questions, and that goes along with communication. If you're not comfortable with this person yet and y'all not raw dogging it, okay, for sure, tongue kind of. If you don't like the way shit tastes, go ahead and like be like, you know what, daddy, or you know what, mamacita, you know what, we should, eat more vegetables and, eat more fruits, because I do want to take, our sexual activities to the next level. I really want to swallow and taste you. Like, you feel me, baby? Let's just, do what it do. Let's eat more fruits and vegetables. And at the long run, we're going to be more healthier. Oh, okay. Okay. Okay, Zaddy. Okay. You feel me? Just like communication. If they get upset, you know your partner or whoever you're sleeping with or whatever the case is. You know what makes them upset, what makes them not upset. So, with that being said, just make sure you come at them with the right approach to where they're not insecure about their body parts. Just make sure you the right approach. Okay, so we got communication, we got safety, we got the E knocked away. Oh, y'all, I forgot. Oh, deep throating. Deep throating is really easier when you swallow, and swallowing net and kind of. Well, come, sorry, net, whatever, like whatever y'all call it. Because like you don't taste nothing, and I know some people don't like the deep throat, but baby steps, okay? Baby steps. If you never deep throated before, just take it step by step. Suck on the head, lick on the head. Jack off and suck it to where when you jacking him off and sucking at the same time, you got your limits. Like, your hand is like, oh, come back up. Don't go too far down. But at the same time, it feels good to them. And then, like, every time y'all have sex, you go lower and lower and lower. And eventually, you got the dick and the balls in your mouth. A whole professional out here, okay? Who gonna stop you? Who gonna tell you not a professional? Period. Off bat. You're a professional, okay? And you get 5 stars from Honey because that's just what it is, okay? Anyways, and then, yeah, that's about it. Oh, no, yeah, that's about it. So make sure you got your favorite gel and your numbing cream too. At the end of the day, I know a lot of shit's opening back up, but for sure, I know Adam and Eve, they're like a website that sells that type of stuff. Shit, Amazon, whatever y'all gotta, whatever y'all budget is, whatever y'all gotta do, do it, okay? Because we gotta be pros out here, all right? I know, what can I say? I know everybody doesn't want to swallow and, suck everybody's penis or eat everybody's vagina, whatever the case is. But at the end of the day, always remember, by the time you get to your husband or your wife, you're gonna be a professional. They're gonna be like, damn, what the hell? Because all the practice you had with your other sex partners. I know it sounds like some whole horse shit type shit, but don't look at it like that. Just look at it like, you know what? I've been practicing this whole time. Now look at me. When I get married or when you be with somebody I really love, you feel me? I really like. I'm a professional. For real. Same thing with school. We went to school, kindergarten. Kindergarten got us ready for first grade, second, third, blah, blah, blah. Middle school. Middle school got us ready for high school. Boom. In college, we acing this shit. You feel me? Because I had all this time to prepare myself. And now I'm a G. Okay? So just look at it like that. Like, you know, it's kind of hard to look, you know, to look at it like that, but sex is sex at this point. And sex isn't just sex, but I'm saying, like, sex is like, sex is sex to me is because, like, it's like kind of like emotional thing for some people. It's kind of like, I just want to have sex and get gone. Or it's kind of like a hunger game. Like, you know what? I'm about to drive him or her crazy off my sex. Go to the next person. Drive them crazy. So it's just whatever, like, you make it. You know, it's not like, nobody can tell you how to feel when it comes to sex. You feel me? That's why I was like, you know, sex is sex. Sex is how you make it. Sex is like what you do. Like, what you want to do. Like, sex makes me happy. Sex makes me get my anger out. Sex makes me stress free. Like, sex. Sex is sex. Fuck it. Okay, y'all. So, remember what I said, okay? I love you all. Thank y'all for listening all the time to me. I appreciate y'all so much. And I have to get off here because I've been yapping my fucking gums too long. Have a good day, you guys.